This recording, Hunan 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, there's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma, Karma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Henan province, and there's a small city called Kaifeng. And that place is in the northeast of China, and also in the middle of the China. When I was little, I was a small child, I seldom go outside to see this country. But when I grew up, with my parents, I visited Shandong province, Jiangsu province, and Anhui province, etc. These lands give me a very impressive figure about China, that China is really, I think, it is a rich land. It's rich of its resources and beautiful sceneries. And as we all know that, there are a lot of people, and most of them are friendly, wherever they are. And in China, as China is developing so fast, many places are becoming, I think it's, they are becoming more and more open, and they all welcome the guests from the outside world. So I think China is now a friendly country.
孔子《论语》学而第一，夷夷。子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？”夷而犹朋自远方来，不亦说乎？夷三，人不直而不愠，不亦君子乎？未正第二，尔尔。子曰：十三百，以言以蔽之，曰思无邪。尔其子幼闻小，子曰：今之小者，始未能养，至于犬马，皆能有养，不仅何以别乎？尔时，子曰：使其所依，观其所诱，察其所安，任言所哉，任言所哉。